Before we start today's episode, I wanted to mention that I am turning 33 this week, April 24th, and as a gift for myself, something I've been working on since February, I've been planning to release like a small ebook that's basically a long essay. Long story short, the whole thing got out of hand. The ebook is not finished, but I am making the first part of it available for download on my Ko-fi page. It's spelled K-O-F-I. The creators call it Ko-fi. I think that's wrong, but there's a link to that page in the description of this episode. The ebook is free, aka pay what you want. You can download it for zero or two or seven or $100. Up to you. I'm stoked just to be sharing it. The Ko-fi page has some other things you can buy that I'm implementing: commissions, editing services, personalized hard copy artwork. Or if you like the show but you want nothing to do with me, you can just roll in there and drop a tip. Go to ko-fi.com/1000moviepod. Again, that's ko-fi.com/1000moviepod. Or you can find a link to it in the notes for this episode, which begins right now. Hey guys, my name is Alex, and you're listening to the 1000 Movie Project podcast. There's a question that I tend to ask people when I'm tipsy, and more recently in like the last hour of a very long shift at the grocery store. When we're closing down, everyone's a little loopy. I don't know why I find it so fascinating, but here's that question. Who's a celebrity that you find incredibly attractive, who is also just objectively not what you would call a figure of conventional beauty standards? It's never really that fun to ask men this question. I don't know why men become like really tormented in trying to think of an answer. Most of the women I ask, however, can usually come up with a name following maybe 10 seconds of consideration. And usually these are fellow millennials I'm asking, and I think you can kind of tell by the names they come up with. Some of the repeat names I've heard are Bill Nye, Larry David, and Louis C.K. Plus there's a fourth that's always mentioned with like the same expression, where like the woman I'm asking this of will twist her face into like this weary self-knowledge, and they'll say it with a sigh, like, Danny DeVito could probably get it if he tried. And even though I'm the one who always asks this question, whenever it gets turned back to me, I feel like it's a trap. Because again, the only people with whom I can have this conversation comfortably is women. Women tend to be pretty supportive of women. And so if they say to me like, okay, how about you? Who's someone that you find attractive that isn't conventionally attractive? And if I then say, as I've said for a while, Liza Minnelli in Cabaret, I think is weirdly sexy, I don't know why. I'd get these indignant scoffs. Liza Minnelli is beautiful, why would you say that? The one person that I have mentioned in response to that question, the one who evokes cringe responses from whoever I'm telling it to, is Joan Cusack. Something about her cameo in High Fidelity, I don't know what it does to me. We're not gonna talk about it. Also, Ileana Douglas, which is a name you might not know the name, but you definitely know the face. Just go on to get in your Google machine and type in Ileana Douglas 1990s. She dated Martin Scorsese for like a decade. She was in a few of his movies. Also, for a long time, Angelica Houston, because when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I watched The Addams Family, and Morticia Addams imprinted on me like a goose. Skinny, tall, ethereal brunette seems to have been like a thing. In a recent episode, I gave a kind of portrait of a colleague, a new hire. He's gay, he's middle-aged. He and his ex-husband bought a house down here like a decade before they broke up, and now they live a contented best friends slash roommate situation. Each one of them occupies a different floor of the same house. And I mentioned in that quick portrait of this colleague that he tells tall tales about himself, but they are forgivable tall tales. They don't presume that you're dumb enough to believe that he pulled a school bus out of a burning yacht. He just tells stories in which he is always coming out as like the well-meaning hero. Stories that are obviously not true. Not because they're totally unbelievable or outlandish, just because he has so many of them in so many different settings that all kind of hew toward the same narrative shape. Anyways, we were working together in an aisle after closing, and we're lining the shelves with pasta, and I asked him that question. I was like, who's a celebrity that you find really attractive who most people probably would not say is attractive? Yes, I realize this is a rude way of phrasing it, the way a couple people have already leaned toward like gently rephrasing it in the ensuing conversation, is that like they'll name someone and then they'll say, oh, I just love her vibes. Oh, I just love his or her energy. So I asked this question of Leon, and he listens and he broods on it, and he scrunches his brow and he taps his chin, and after a while he goes, Sean Penn. And I said, like, wasn't Sean Penn like a heartthrob though? And he goes, right now? Oh God, no, right? He looks like shit. And in the 80s, like even though he had that big nose and he had like these strange features, there was just, he had like this magnetic thing. I don't know how to describe it, but it was there. And I said, okay, that I'm not sure that he really fits the bill of what I'm getting at. Show up, like, who's a celebrity that who you think most people would not find attractive and you find attractive, and then tell me why you find them attractive. And so he thinks about it for a minute, again, he scrunches up his face, he taps his chin, and he goes, oh, I love Ryan Gosling. Leon, Ryan Gosling is not unattractive. Your answer is again disqualified. Pick someone else. And he goes, ugh, fucking, what's his name? Ben something. Ben. Do not say Ben Affleck. Not Ben Affleck. He's a muscly guy. Ryan Reynolds. So I repeated the prompt. I said, Leon, someone you're attracted to that most people would say, that person's not attractive. He steps back from the rack of pasta and he folds his arms and he focuses and he thinks about it for like 15 seconds and he goes, Tom Cruise. I was at the register a couple nights ago and one of the new hires was at my side helping me bag stuff. And this woman came up to the register who was really, really beautiful, like cartoonishly modelsome, unaugmented, buxom, symmetrical, seducive president, kind of beautiful. We ring it all up, she pays for her stuff, and then she leaves. And since this was, again, that fabled last hour of the day, and everyone is a little loopy and maybe a little more earnest than they ought to be, so I turned to this new guy with whom I had so far discussed not much more than, like, the traffic dynamics of the Frozen section at night, and I mentioned to him something that I have felt since I was a kid, but I've not really discussed it with people that often, which is that I will occasionally encounter someone who is so objectively beautiful that they just are not at all desirable or at all, like, attractive. I don't know if that makes sense. Your beauty is distracting. Maybe it's a capitalism thing. Maybe if you grow up in a capitalist culture and it gets into your bones, you reach a point in that culture where sex sells more than anything else, that when you see a certain kind of beauty, a beauty that really goes off the charts, maybe you start, like, unconsciously commodifying it in the back of your mind and seeing it as something other than a human attribute. But I was surprised that this new guy, he's 25, he kind of widened his eyes and he was like, I fucking have felt the same way my entire life. And so we started naming celebrities who inspire that same feeling, like Scarlett Johansson, Charlize Theron. I mentioned Elizabeth Hurley, but she's been on my mind because the other day, Marie, on an airplane, watched the new Willy Wonka movie in which Hugh Grant plays every Oompa Loompa. And I have not once in my adult life looked at Hugh Grant without remembering that when he was married to Elizabeth Hurley in the 1990s, the reason they separated is because he got caught getting a blowjob in his car from a sex worker. And the same thing happens whenever I see or read about Ethan Hawke. Like, knowing he was married to Uma Thurman and then they got divorced because, allegedly, he cheated on her with the nanny. And the whole time this was going on, he kept doubling down, saying, I did not have an affair with the nanny. I did not have an affair with the nanny. And then, of course, as soon as the divorce was finalized, he married the nanny. There are times, kind of like now, where I don't like how much I know about celebrity gossip. I don't like how much it compels me. But whenever there's a good Reddit forum with people dishing about salacious or somehow damning celebrity encounters, I always binge it. Like, I lose track of where I am and where I need to be, and I read the whole thread. And then I take that knowledge into work and I share it. But I know at the same time that I would not want people airing my dirty laundry in the same way, so it's a conflicted pleasure. I used to air, I don't know if I still quite feel this way, but for a long time I've kind of aired on the perspective that, you know, when it comes to celebrities who have these scandalous stories about their personal lives leaked out to the public, yeah, it's unfortunate and it sucks, but that's the price of mega fame. If you want to be that famous, if you want to be that wealthy, you are knowingly submitting yourself to becoming a public image in the dollhouse of the American psyche. You're now going to be enacting the fantasies and the projections of the public, of the same massive audience that goes and sees your movies or watches your TV show. But one thing I've learned from reading those kinds of threads is that apparently, like, superstars are pretty savvy at, like, getting someone back to their hotel room, unzipping their fly, and then whipping out, like, a long, floppy non-disclosure agreement. And so everyone who has, like, a good story about, like, having sex with a celebrity, they never tell it. They seem instead to kind of pantomime it to their friends, who then go on Reddit and type out whatever they could discern. One exception being that woman who she met, she wrote an email and she sent it to 17 people, and the email was a very graphic detailed account of how she met Quentin Tarantino the night before at a house party, and then she went back to his house and let him suck on her toes while he masturbated. Did you see that Quentin Tarantino canceled his new movie? It's called The Movie Critic, and apparently it was just announced the other day, like, oh, he scrapped it, he's not gonna do it. It was supposed to star Brad Pitt, but then he started writing another script about Brad Pitt's character from the previous movie. It was gonna be a spin-off, but now it's something completely different from that. It's kind of being kept under wraps, but I was stoked for The Movie Critic. He was supposed to start filming it this fall. It was gonna star Brad Pitt, Sam Jackson, John Travolta, Tom Cruise, and then suddenly, at some point, he was just like, fuck it, never mind, I don't wanna do this. Which I kind of understand, like, all that talent in one movie, all that charisma, all that Hollywood history on the screen, on the set, at one time, it was an opportunity too attractive to be desirable.